All right, here we go. And if you don't know, now you do know, this is Guns. This is the Gun Show live from Madison Square Garden, the greatest city in the world, the city that never ever sleeps. Everyone stop what they're doing. Stop, focus, pay attention. I'm very stoked to welcome the next person. It's been a while, but he really doesn't do too much press, so we really appreciate him coming on. Well, maybe I'll say that after the interview's done. We'll see how good it goes. His name is Jason Tate, the man, the myth, and the legend, AbsolutePunk.net. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it.
Yo, it's the voice behind the name, Jason Tate.
Yes, and it's the time where everybody realizes that my voice sounds deeper than they all probably expect.
Exactly. You're not some 16-year-old kid in your parents' basement doing all
this. I'm not the mysterious leader that everybody pretends I am.
It's pretty funny because even some of your staff hasn't even heard your voice, really, right?
No, I don't think so. They get me through emails, yeah. Not so much through phone calls.
The dreaded Jason Tate as emails from you, definitely, dude. Listen, known you for a while, man. Just to recap, from all the Drive-Thru Records, Midtown drama, to 5 years later, we had Cobra Gate, and we're still looking for that interview. To Taking Back Sunday, I remember them breaking up and John Nolan leaving, to Casey from Hawthorne Heights, that announcement that you made, which was like one of the saddest things I've ever had to read in my life, to you know, now you being thanked in the latest Blink-182 album. You've been through a lot, my friend.
Yes, it has been quite a few years now that we've been doing this, and when I hear everything kind of listed out in a bullet fashion like that, it's crazy to think of how long not only we've been doing the website, but how much shit has has gone on in the past 10 years or so.
And the beauty about Absolute Punk, man, it's by the way, it's absolutepunk.net. It's also twitter.com, Jason_Tate. The beauty about it is you know, it's kind of like if you were going to say like Drudge was like a huge social site for as far as like news and politics went, absolutepunk.net kind of rose up as, you know, the whole change in the dynamic of music and music news came over with the internet, whether it was mp3.com back in the day. You kind of like rose up to it with it, you know, the MySpace era, everything like that.
Well, yeah, it's been an interesting transition through the years, but I guess you could say that.
Yeah, definitely. Listen, man, hope all is well on you. We got a lot going on right now. First of all, how's Jason Tate doing personally?
Personally, I'm doing great. I got married 2 years ago, actually. It'll be 2 years this year. So, recently been married and still living up here in Portland, Oregon, running the website and all of that. So, that's pretty much the personal side of me.
Give me a typical Jason Tate day.
Typical Jason Tate day is getting up early and making coffee. After coffee, I sit down and read all the emails and bullshit that was sent to me over the past 4 or 5 hours that I was able to sleep. And then it's basically just, I spend the entire day on the internet. You know, that's what I do. That's what I love to do. I love talking about music. I love listening to music. So whether it's looking at new bands and listening to stuff that's going on or just talking shit in the forums, it's pretty much 100% of the time spent on the internet doing things related to the website.
Is it hilarious to see that how much, like, I can just say Jason Tate and it's a very divisive name, maybe indecisive, if you would, that you're almost like a household name, or definitely you're mentioned on tour buses and tour vans a lot. Let's say we can say that.
Well, it's kind of interesting how much, you know, one of the parts of AP that I've loved, you know, Absolute Punk, is that all the staff members have their own personality. You know, it's not just one website saying something. Everybody likes something different. Everybody kind of has their own musical taste. And the idea behind the website from the start has always been that people are going to, you know, kind of gravitate towards one voice or another, whether it be mine and my, you know, outlandish opinions on some stuff, or whether it be somebody that has, like, you know, maybe more pop sensibilities in their taste. You know, somebody's going to kind of relate to all of that. You know, it's not a one-size-fits-all, but we're not trying to just be vanilla news and vanilla music. We have opinions, and it's okay for us to express those, and that's kind of the idea behind the site to begin with.
I mean, and the amount of users that have flocked to the site is incredible, and the members, you speak here with Jason Tate of AbsolutePunk.net, but do you think, you know, there's always comments like, oh, fuck what the message people on the message boards have to say. Even though there's message boards everywhere, there's all sorts of different sites, but I guess yours is just, like, prominent, at least right now, and has been. Do you think some people just post up shit on there just to, that they might not even believe it, they just do it just to be, like, that thorn in the side, just to be that one asshole?
Yeah, I definitely think that's a problem with the internet. I mean, that's something that not only our site, but the internet in general has to deal with. You know, the fact that anonymity, to some degree, creates, you know, a little bit more brazen personalities from some people, and, you know, a lot of those people probably aren't saying that shit in real life. You know, maybe there are some people that do that, but the idea, for me at least, is that I do feel like there's a lot of people that actually are more willing to be open and honest about how they feel with music and talk about music a little bit more, And, you know, yes, there are always going to be people that have negative opinions on things as well as positive opinions on stuff. And it's that discussion and that back and forth in that community that I think we can highlight in a way that, you know, nobody else on the internet really is doing in the same way we are. So that's kind of what I like.
When you sign on every day, it's kind of cool because we formed a community, and I want to get into the new features Absolute Punk has this year, because let's be honest, there are like competing websites out there and stuff, and I want to separate, or what seems to be separation from AP from the others, although we love the others as well. I have a lot of friends and all, I love everybody except Trey Cyrus. Fucking hate that guy. Despise.
Okay.
All right. Choose him for the Kentucky Derby. All right. That's what I tell him every year. I write him in. Okay then. Like, you know, whether it's you guys are doing like the fantasy bowls or just all sorts of different things that you guys have had in discussions, are there any people that when you sign on in the morning you kind of look forward to see what they've written like overnight? What about the GIFs guy, the GIF person that always?
He's guys with GIFs. Yeah, you know, there's a bunch of users that I'm very interested in reading. And I spend a lot of time in the political forum, and Love is Artisan, also known as Dom, his real name, is a poster in there that always writes maybe some of the most intellectually stimulating stuff on politics that I'd read anywhere. And that includes all the other blogs that I read on a daily basis that have to do with political stuff. You know, there's a lot of great stuff in the sports forums as well. Mm-hmm. So I usually all peruse through those and kind of see what some of the users are talking about. And you see what's going on in the basketball threads, things like that, political forum, obviously.
Right.
And then from a staff standpoint, you know, I definitely love everything that Drew writes from a review standpoint. I really like all the features that Luita's been doing recently. She's been covering a little bit more indie-related stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And everything she's covering, I always try to see what sort of stuff she's running. You know, so I definitely follow. You know, I'm a fan of the music just like everybody else. I just happen to be able to post on the main page. That's right. Really the only difference. So I definitely am following everything that is going on the website on a daily basis, and I'm a fan of a lot of different writers on there. So
what we say on the Gun Show is from a fan to the fans, and that's why I try to broadcast as, you know, and so it's kind of like you guys as a website form. Also, we have to mention Thomas, because God knows if we don't mention his name at least once, Christ, he'll come after us.
I saw him posting on Twitter, and he very badly wants a shout out. So yes, I also.
Oh,
I
really? I didn't even read that. Sorry.
No. I love everything that Thomas says. You know, he does a great job with his reviews.
I think he's trying to be Anton, and Anton's so much better than him. So.
I think what Thomas has, though, is he has a unique voice that, you know, he's polarizing. He's a lot like most of our writers in some sense. You know, you either really agree with him and you agree with what he's writing, or you're like, fuck that guy, he sucks. But, you know, at least you're reading what he's talking about, and you can kind of decide for yourself.
Right. Now, let me ask you this. I mean, that's what you love about certain people, speaking here, Jason T. And then we got this big South by Southwest stuff we got to get to. We'll get to that in like a minute from now, because that's the only reason why Jason came on the show. So I'm trying to get as much out of him as I can beforehand. But stay tuned for that. You know, you guys have formed some controversies, or, you know, we've had some good duels throughout the years. I guess one of the latest ones would be with Cody with the Dangerous Summer. What's your opinion on that? Or what's your opinion on some bands out there right now? I think in the past we weren't big fans of Broken Side. I think I got a horrible email from their management after you came on my show and said stuff about them. Shocking.
I'm not all that surprised. You know, the thing with the Dangerous Summer is that as a band, I absolutely adore what they're doing. I think that they've put together, at this point, two very fantastic full-length albums, you know, and a couple of EPs that, from a music standpoint, I thoroughly enjoy. What they're doing as, I guess, personas or personalities in their own time, you know, I don't always agree with everything they do, and we definitely have an internet culture now that we can see everything that's going on. You know, we can follow people's Twitters, we can see their Facebook pages, we can see the personalities as they expand all over the internet, and people, you know, can say whatever the fuck they want. And with that, you know, it's difficult at times to separate the two. And I'm the kind of music listener that doesn't separate the two as well, you know. So sometimes I see somebody online, you know, that's part of a band, and, you know, they say shit, and they look like a moron, and it's one of the things, you know, it does impact my enjoyment of the music long-term. So I start being like,
Johnny Craig.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's just a great example of somebody doing something, and after so long, you know, you have to sit back and be like, okay, if this person continues to do this, why do I want to invest my time in them? I mean, we have so much music out there, mm-hmm. and it's instantly accessible. Why would I just waste my time on somebody like that? they have to be really fucking good for me to waste my time. Mm. If they're that kind of person, I don't think he's that good, so I don't waste my time. But
fuck
that's
it.
Just kind of my...
Exactly, and who cares about pissing people off? We're speaking to Jason Day. And let me add, and then real quick, though, you know how, like, some sports professionals, they're almost like... They go through coaching. A lot of them go through, whether it's public speaking classes or just what they're allowed to say, not supposed to say, and they're almost trained to how to deal with this. And with the onslaught of the internet and especially how big music's come, I think the iPod has completely changed music. The fact that I think more people are listening to music now than really ever before. Because people are, you know, whether they're walking, everyone's got headphones in, whether you're in school or anything like that. I guess you used to with cassette players back in the day. What's a cassette? But with digital, I think more people are listening to music now than perhaps ever before. And the fact that we're perhaps putting some of these musicians and artists, even if they're young, like, you know, a 20-year-old Alex Gaskarth from All Time Low, putting him up on like a pedestal, and maybe they just don't know how to, not him particularly, but be able to deal with it. Do you ever give an artist...
I think that in a lot of ways, you know, obviously there's not the same amount of money behind a band as there is a professional sports player, especially a star. So they're not given the same sort of coaching back and forth and the social media awareness sort of stuff. But at the same time, could you imagine Kurt Cobain having a Twitter account? Let's be honest, you know, Kurt Cobain has a Twitter account. That thing is going to be one of the most offensive things on the internet, you know? So I think that just because now we're exposed to it, you know, we're kind of all starting to get used to what it is and that there are these personalities out there. And I don't think that any artist necessarily should be censoring themselves. I don't think they should sit there and say, you know, I'm not going to be me on the internet, you know, but I do think that in a lot of ways, there are times where I feel like, you know, maybe a manager or a PR or a person looking at some of the shit that some of their bands are doing and just going, what the fuck is this idiot doing? I mean, you have to assume that there are these conversations behind closed doors. You know, the people at Rise Records have to be sitting there and see Johnny Craig tweet and be like, God fucking damn it. You know, like, you have to assume that conversation is taking place. Because if it's not, you know, they're not doing their jobs very well.
Right,
so I'm assuming that they're sitting there smashing their heads against their stolen MacBooks the same way that all of us are. So, I mean, that's just what it is.
Yeah, cool, man. Listen, a lot of good things going on with the site. But first, this, South by Southwest. The reason I was urging you to come on for this is because, obviously, it's coming up soon, South by Southwest. It's going to be nuts. And AP.net, you know, I remember it was a pretty good thing and pretty cool accomplishment when you were able to send people to do a couple dates of Warped Tour a couple years ago. Now that you've evolved with that, now you guys are doing South by Southwest. It's a huge accomplishment on your part. Talk about it. Everybody out there who's going, tell them where to go, how they RSVP. Do it.
Absolutely. We're having a party Friday night, technically Saturday morning. It starts at midnight at the Pure Volume House. You can go to purevolume.com, and if you go there immediately, I'm pretty sure they have a bunch of banners all over for their house. You can go there and you can RSVP. If you RSVP, you know, then you'll be able to get your little badge thing to go in. You don't have to pay for anything. It's free, open bar. And we've got some really great artists. We've got a range that's opening, which is actually an AP.net member that's been around for a long time, you know, posting in the forums and stuff. And now he's starting to get a lot of buzz on other sites.
Right.
I mean, Pitchfork's talking about him, Sparagum's talking about him. So, I mean, that's awesome. And we got the Front Bottoms playing next, which is...
Great band. Like, fucking love those dudes, yeah.
Great band, very quirky, very different, you know, kind of that up-and-coming band. We really wanted somebody that kind of defined not only unique aspect of AP, but also like that... You know, a lot of people are starting to hear about them, but, you know, they're not mainstream.
And they
got
really that rawness
really
to it. Yeah, that rawness.
So it's kind of, you know, kind of like the first time I heard Say Anything or The Matches or something like that. And I was like, you know, this band's doing something different. I really want to highlight that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we got the always great Hello Goodbye, who completely blew me away with their last album.
Okay, hell yeah.
I went from being like, okay, these guys are okay from before, to all of a sudden being like, well, this is what pop music really, you know, it's the kind of pop music that I really like.
Fuck yeah.
So, you know, they're playing, and we also got Doomtree, which is a indie hip-hop collective type thing. Bunch of artists that I absolutely adore solo coming together and doing, like, their own little hip-hop collective thing, which is awesome. If you do not heard of them, and if you think that you don't like hip-hop music or whatever...
Learn them.
Go buy the new Doomtree album called No Kings, and I promise you, your opinion on hip hop can change. And then the big headline is Motion City Soundtrack.
Hell yeah, dude!
Which has been one of my favorite bands for years, and the fact that they finally, you know, we get to do something quote unquote like official with them just makes me super happy. You know, I love them. Love them as a band. They've got a new album that's coming out soon, and I'm really excited about that whole thing together. So yeah, you can go to purevolume.com, find the little house link, click on it, RSVP. and definitely be there. It's going to be awesome. And we've also totally forgot, but Luita and Paul, who are both staff members at the website, are going to be like joining the DJ set in between all of the other bands. So you're going to meet a bunch of iffy staff. We got all sorts of stickers and shit to hand out and all that, and a bunch of great bands. So definitely going to be awesome.
That's huge, man. Yo, you did it, dude. Congrats.
Yeah. It'll be very cool.
I mean, it's very cool, Nick. You know, it's just another step in the ongoing process of AbsolutePunk.net. We speak with Jason Tater. He's the founder, the owner, the man, the myth, the legend, I guess you could call him, of of AbsolutePunk.net. I've known you for a while, man. I always appreciate you being cool to me. And, you know, just awesome, you know.
No problem at all. Thanks for having us on. I really appreciate it.
What separates it, you know, I know you guys are ongoing with your features. What's kind of cool is you're doing the top roundup stories of the week. Also, you did a huge thing on Drive Thru. I know me and you go back since, you know, the old Midtown days. Heath was my guitar teacher, and we started talking back then, me and you, and we have a lot of history between us and almost a lot of knowledge as well. And you did a 10-year roundup on, like, you know, Drive Thru and stuff like that, or just the old days. What else is AP going to be offering in the next couple months? What separates you from other sites right now?
Yeah, well, I think that, you know, those features that we've been trying to run on Thursdays, and we're starting to run more and more of those on a weekly basis, is kind of the idea that we want to leverage the community and really talk about, you know, this is what I've said for a long time, and it sounds cliche, but, you know, other websites want to talk at you. You know, Pitchfork wants to tell you what to listen to. We want to talk with you. We want to have a discussion about new music, and, you know, I want to hear what other people are telling me to check out, you know? And so things like that, it's about, hey, these are the albums, you know, the drive-thru thing, for example. These are the albums that I fucking loved growing up. What are some albums that you guys loved growing up? You know, what are some other things that, you know, really hit you not only 10 years ago, but what hits you tomorrow? You know, like, what's cool, the new album that you're listening to that you're falling in love with? You know, so we have a lot of discussions on the website about things like that. I like the, as you said, the community aspect is what separates us from a lot of other websites. And those are the things that we really want to get everybody involved in, you know, talking about different things and seeing what, sharing that love for music and kind of having that camaraderie that comes along with that. So, you know, that's what we're working on right now, is kind of doing all those big stories. And in the back end, we're working on the next version of the website, which is a complete redesign top to bottom. And that's hopefully coming out in like 3 months. So that's kind of the next wave. After South by Southwest, the big thing I'm focusing on is launching the new website.
So pretty much you have a lot of time off the next couple months. That's what you're telling me. A lot of free time.
Yeah. A whole lot of free time that my wife is extremely happy about the fact that I spend 99% of my time with computer in my face and
dreaming of codes, of C++ programming.
Yeah. Like, yeah, what the fuck? What are you doing? Writing PHP, leave me alone. I shouldn't like that so much.
Jason Tate, you're a great American, my friend.
Thanks.
All right, talk to you soon. Let's get the gun show back on AP.net. That would be great. So
absolutely. We'll have to do some more stuff together, and I appreciate you guys having us on. And shout out to everybody else out there. And yeah, thanks.
There he is. There's the voice behind the name, Jason Tate. If you don't know, now you know. It's the gun show.